went to see my physician. He said, you're definitely ill. Then said the nurse, I've seen worse, and the doctor just gave me a pill. Take one of those three times a day, don't ever stop until you're nearly dead or almost better. Keep out of the reach of children. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will. Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 and then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill.
Welcome to When Your Health Matters. Your host is Dr. Richard Hantoon of Advanced Alternative Medicine Center, located right here in the Hudson Valley in Newburgh. Dr. Hantoon has been practicing alternative health, utilizing chiropractic and many other alternative health techniques for the past 27 years to support you when your health matters. It's his intention to offer practical advice every week for you to consider and apply in your own life to make your life and the lives of your family and friends healthier and happier. And when you have questions, he'll give you resources to get your health-related questions answered from Doc Rick himself or another expert from the show. Being empowered to make positive health choices before a problem arises is the best way to approach health. And he promises to have information for you every week that will allow you to become proactive and empowered to take control of your health and your life. Doc Rick is grateful you're tuned in today, and your journey will begin after our first commercial break from our generous sponsor.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
I'm here with Bruce Bagan of B&B Pool and Spa Center. We're talking about making home pools and spas green.
As always, it's great speaking with you, Jimmy.
You are the exclusive pool builder that offers the IntelliPool and IntelliSpa.
Jimmy, green is about more than just energy. It's about safety and cleanliness as well.
What makes up an Intelli system?
As far as what's green, it includes a programmable IntelliFlow pump with its built-in shutoff feature that meets New York and New Jersey's requirements for new pools. We use heat pumps that reduce heating costs. We offer solar heating as well. For those people who wish to reduce or eliminate chemicals in the pool, we can install a system that makes their water virtually chemical-free.
Thanks for informing our listeners, Bruce. If you need to contact a pool professional about your pool, call B&B Pool and Spa Center, 787 Chestnut Ridge Road in Chestnut Ridge, and on the web at bbpoolandspa.com, or call 800-594-2137. That's bbpoolandspa.com, 800-594-2137.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network. You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Welcome to this week's show, When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Hantoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. The best way to get a hold of me, other than walking into the office and saying hello, would be to pick up your phone and call my cell phone. My cell phone is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. I will be the one answering the phone. That is the best, most direct way to get a hold of me, and it would be my pleasure to answer your questions. If you don't want to cell phone me, please don't text me. I do not receive texts. I'm an old-school, old-fashioned person. I believe the best way to communicate with people is directly, verbally, and no misinterpretations with what is the mood or what is the tone of the text or the email or what have you. So I like to communicate directly. But if you are a text person, again, don't text me. Send me an email. The email address is docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. And again, it would be my pleasure to answer your questions. I want to answer your questions. I want to get you the information and the understanding that you need in order to be healthy. This show is called When Your Health Matters. It's not up to me when your health matters. It's up to you when your health matters. And when you're sick and tired of feeling sick and tired, when you're tired of being given another prescription medication, when you're tired of the lack of genuine care administered by the medical profession, it's not to say that they don't care. It's just the methodology in which they execute their plan certainly lacks care. I'm sure at some point we'll do a show on understanding that. But the gentleman who helps me do this show each week, he's the man behind the scenes. He's the man that develops the topics and ask the questions that he feels would be important for you, the listener, to understand. He tries to put himself in your shoes. He's a very compassionate individual. He's my good long-term friend, Mark Sabin. He's a father extraordinaire. He's a interfaith minister. He's a marketing guru expert, and he's an all-around good guy. He's also a Tai Chi master. I leave anything else out, Mark?
No, I don't think you've left anything
else out.
Very good.
We want to say welcome, Mark, and welcome to When Your Health Matters.
Well, thanks so much, Doc Rick. You know, I almost feel like asking you today a facetious question, because the topic for today's show has to do with an organ in your body which so many people seem to have had removed, and which in the medical profession there's often this sense that, well, you really can live perfectly fine without it. So, you know, what's so important about having a gallbladder?
Well, it's interesting that they think you can live perfectly well without it, because, I guess that supports their agenda. But your gallbladder is a very small sac of an organ that sits on the right side of your rib cage at the edge, just below where your nipple would be for the most part. It helps to break down, thin, and what is called emulsify your fat when passing through the first part of your small intestine, known as your duodenum. And this is very, very important to break down fat. Fat is so vital in the body for normal health and normal function. And what we need to appreciate is that we have this epidemic of obesity. We are the fattest nation in the world, easily twice as fat as any other country in the world. And this ultimately has to do with how much the body needs fat, needs essential fat, in order to function properly. The challenge is when you're not getting essential fat, when you're getting ingredients that you take in from carbohydrates, and you can't possibly burn all of that fuel as sugar for energy for the nervous system and how the brain functions. When you can't possibly burn all of that fuel, like, What is the statistic on a can of soda gives you how many servings of sugar? It's like 16 servings of sugar or something
number.
Like that.
Yeah, some enormous number.
Just drinking a can of soda is more sugar than you would need probably for about a week. And so when you don't process all of that sugar, you convert that sugar over to fat. Why? Because your body needs fat so much that it's going to take other ingredients to try to make fat, because the body needs fat in order to be healthy. The challenge is when you don't get the essential fat. Obviously, if you're making fat from something that is not originally fat, it doesn't have all the essentials that fat would need to be, you know, functioning fat. So when you get non-essential fat, then the body doesn't work the way that it's supposed to. So your gallbladder, which primary role is to break down and emulsify and thin and parse out the components of essential fat for the body to use to be healthy, that's the most vital thing associated with a body trying to live, survive, and be healthy. So the gallbladder is a very, very, very important organ. And anybody that has had theirs out, my deepest apologies to. If the circumstance wasn't absolutely necessary, if the doctor kind of pushed the envelope to say that, well, you have a low-functioning gallbladder, so we should just remove it, or we see that there's sludge in your gallbladder, so we should just remove it, or you have some stones in your gallbladder, so we should just remove it. All of those conditions I have seen over the last 30 years, and I have helped quite a number of people keep their gallbladder, flush their gallbladder, get their gallbladder to function normal again, and not have the issues that would require one to have their gallbladder removed.
So it's interesting that what you said, if I can just sort of go back over a couple of things that you said in the first in your talk there. There are essential fats that your body actually needs. And that if you are eating sugar, what happens is that's not really a fat. So your gallbladder really has no job to do with the sugars.
Correct.
What then your body does do is it turns out and manufactures fat.
Right. It takes that excess sugar and converts it over to a storage form called triglycerides, which is then stored as fat. But that doesn't affect the gallbladder at all.
And that's not the fat that you need in order to be healthy.
Those are non-essential fats. That's storage of waste excess sugar material. And the fact that sugar is not such a vital component for survival, the body is so willing and so needs fat so much that it's willing to take that excess sugar and turn it over to and store it as fat.
So when your body, somebody loses some of that weight, somebody who has gone from a situation where they may have been fat or obese even, mm-hmm. and they lose the weight, how does your body then, does it use it as a fuel?
They're primarily losing all that excess stored sugar. And mm-hmm. so they're going to take that glycogen. Mm-hmm. They're going to go through a thing called gliconeogenesis, which is the breaking down of that glycogen. And you're going to turn that into usable components that the body can now have for energy.
So it actually eventually can go through a process where it can use that as a fuel?
It will use it as a fuel, yeah, but you're going to have to exercise aerobically, which mm-hmm. is going to convert that fat to energy.
Uh-huh. But now, do I understand the body, that glucose is a primary fuel for the body?
Glucose is a primary fuel, should be a primary fuel for the nervous system, mm-hmm. meaning the brain and the mm-hmm. nerves that coordinate function. Mm-hmm. But fat, in its ideal form, mm-hmm. in its essential form, mm-hmm. is what the body should be burning, what the muscles should be burning for fuel. And the simple, that's, I mean, it's just simple mathematics. You get 9 calories of energy for 1 gram of fat. You get 4 calories of energy for 1 gram of carbohydrates. So if it was a car with fuel mileage, you get the one car that gets 9 miles per gallon versus the other car that gets 4 miles per gallon. You're going to want to drive the car that gets 9 miles per gallon because that's 225% more energy associated with the same amount of fuel. So if you can get your body to burn fat for fuel, you'll have 225% more energy. And your body will run much more efficiently because the sugar that's in the body is going to be burned by the nervous system that coordinates muscular function, but the fuel for the muscles themselves is the fat.
So those two different functions there, the muscles need the fat.
Muscles need fat in order to function at their highest rate, most efficiently, and produce the most amount of energy.
And so where does glucose play a role in your health?
Glucose plays a role in the health related to the health and welfare of your nervous system and the uh-huh. nerves themselves. So when one gets a diabetic neuropathy,
right,
that's where the nerves are starting to get damaged because there's the sugar associated with them is basically abusing the nerves. Okay, when you have excess amounts of glucose circulating around in your blood, this is going to create nerve damage mm-hmm. over time.
Uh-huh, too much glucose.
Right, so we want to make sure that your insulin is functioning properly to absorb the sugar that's in the blood so that you don't leave it so much in the blood and ultimately lead to the damage associated with arterial damage related to plaquing in the arteries and bad cholesterol to repair that damage and all of that. And so you want to maintain proper blood sugar levels, and that's why you see these commercials now with heart disease and diabetes, and they got mm-hmm. the new medication that's going to help you pay attention to both and all of that kind of stuff. But at the end of the day, if we were to change the way that we eat and we weren't having so many carbohydrates, which is primarily what they create long shelf life foods and all the breads and pastas and cereals and grain type foods. If we were to move away from those as our primary staple in our diets, then we could get rid of heart disease. We could get rid of diabetes. We could get rid of all of that. But there's no money to be made in getting rid of them. You know, it's profit all along the way if we get people to eat that garbage.
That's largely because the pharmaceutical industry seems to be driving what's happening in the medical profession.
Right. And so what's important is getting back to the gallbladder. Is your gallbladder is this little tiny sac of an organ that sits right below your right breast and right at the edge of your rib cage there. And its primary purpose is to break down and digest fat so that your body can actually use that for fuel to support all the tissues that are fat-based, like the brain is fat-based, and making sure that you know, you have enough energy to make your muscles function.
Well, it goes back to the whole notion that your body has been put together by a higher power than anything that we could, as humans, could do to run efficiently and to do what it needs to do. So if you have a gallbladder, you would think that you would want to be able to keep that gallbladder if it's at all possible.
Yeah, it was put there by the Creator. I think the Creator has a higher level of understanding than us mere mortals do, any more than you should have your tonsils or your appendix removed. You should keep all the parts that you were born with.
If you can. I think it's a good idea.
You should take care of them and protect them and nurture them and just really work with them to make sure that you keep them as long as you choose to be alive.
Now, if I understand this, let me see if I can delve a little deeper. If the gallbladder is not in charge of breaking down these non-essential fats, but is in charge of breaking down the essential fats, what makes it so that the gallbladder starts to become overstressed and starts to develop things like stones and sludge, as you called it? What's going on there?
Well, when you're not breaking your fats down appropriately, mm-hmm. okay, let's take a step back. We are emotional beings. We experience emotions.
Absolutely.
And when life doesn't go the way that you want life to go, Mark, how does that make you feel?
I mean, I'm gonna get upset.
Right. And upset meaning what kind of emotions?
Oh, anger is one of the major is one of the big ones.
Right. So
frustrated.
We as human beings experience frustration. Mm-hmm. We as human beings experience anger. We mm-hmm. as human beings experience resentment, meaning that life is giving us something, our boss is giving us something, our kids are giving us something, our spouse is giving us something, traffic is giving us something, circumstances is giving us something that we didn't plan for, we didn't ask for, we don't necessarily want to have to deal with. Like driving to the studio today, I basically had to reroute where I was going because I anticipated the traffic was going to be an issue, and so I went a different way. Mm-hmm. But had I not been thinking far enough ahead and got on the road that was going to let me sit in traffic, then I obviously would have gotten frustrated with the fact that, A, I made a wrong decision. Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting because decision making is controlled by your gallbladder. So when you make a decision that's not right, or when you have indecision because you're not necessarily sure which is the correct, do I take the left path or the right path? I'm not really sure. What make a decision and then make the decision the right decision. That's what successful people do. Mm-hmm. They don't sit there and get paralysis by analysis. They make a decision and then they make the decision right for them. But so anger, resentment, being pissed off, stubborn, emotional repression, meaning holding your feelings in because it's not politically correct or appropriate in society to actually share exactly how you feel. You got to put on a happy face and, oh, bless your heart and all of those kinds of things, okay? What are the other emotions? Depression. Depression is a gallbladder thing, okay? So people who have depression, I know they have gallbladder symptoms. And the interesting thing is all the medications they advertise on the television, one of the side effects is, you know, indigestion and heartburn and reflux and all of that. And all of those are pointing to the gallbladder not being happy with what it is that you're doing. So you got depression, which is a gallbladder imbalance, and they give you medication that has to be processed by your liver gallbladder, which is going to create more of a gallbladder imbalance. So, yeah, that's got to be a good solution for people with depression. So now they give them a second medication because the first medication isn't working as well as they would have liked it to be, and I'm taking it the way that I'm supposed to, yet, doctor, I'm still depressed. And we've all seen the commercial, and it's like, okay, so depression, indecision, which we spoke about, frustration.
Mm-hmm.
Frustration is a gallbladder emotion. Aggression, wanting to act out on your frustration. You know, it's like we want to, I don't know, rip the steering wheel off of our car because we're sitting in traffic too long. And so all of those emotions, anger, resentment, pissed off, stubborn, emotional repression, depression, indecision, irrationality, frustration, aggression, those are all emotions that affect gallbladder function. So if you're at a deadline, you're sitting at your desk and your boss says, you're not having lunch today because we got to meet this deadline by such and such amount of time. So nobody's taking a break. And you're just like, you know what? I'm running on fumes and I need to eat something. And now I'm told I can't go eat because it's going to be the difference between having a job at the end of the day versus not having a job at the end of the day. So what do? We hunker down and we go about our business. And it's like, okay, so how many different of those 10 emotions do you think you're going to experience when the boss
says,
several of them. Okay. So now you're sitting there and you're stewing in your own juices and you're starting to get indigestion, you're getting heartburn, you're getting reflux. Okay. And so you go the medical route. What's the medical route ask you to do for heartburn or indigestion or any kind of acid upset?
There's all these medications for that.
Right. They give you antacids. Mm-hmm. Now, the interesting thing about antacids is they block the acids that the stomach makes, which is what allows you to absorb calcium. You need an acidic environment to absorb calcium in the stomach into the bloodstream. So if you take medications that block acid, then you can't absorb calcium. Now, calcium is needed for normal neurological functioning. It's needed for normal immune system functioning. It's needed for normal muscle functioning. And it's needed for normal bone development. So if you can't absorb calcium, you're going to have immune system problems. You're going to have muscle weaknesses. You're going to have bone weaknesses. And you're going to have neurological disorders. Which one of those four types of symptoms do you think people experience on a regular basis in this country?
I would think you'd experience all of them at some level, right?
At some level, the whole country experiences some degree of those symptoms, especially if they're taking medication, because medication is one of the things that promotes these complications or side effects associated with taking the medication. You can't absorb food appropriately. You can't have muscles function properly, so you get muscle soreness or muscle aches or muscle pains. Your immune system doesn't work very well, so you find yourself being immunosuppressed or getting sick. And your nervous system doesn't work very well, so you get, cloudiness of thought. Your body doesn't respond the way that it's supposed to. Mm-hmm. Maybe you get restless leg syndrome, these kinds of things. And these are all related to and can be traced back to gallbladder function, Mark.
All those things. I mean, that was a long list of different things that might be...
All the things that we just mentioned. Every last one of them can get traced back to a gallbladder imbalance.
So here it is. It's a small organ. It's kind of like a sac that holds the bile.
And it concentrates it, makes it stronger over time so that it'll work more efficiently.
And then it feeds that back into the liver, is that right?
No, it feeds that into the digestive system.
Into the digestive
system. Which helps to digest food. Now, if it sits there and you have all those repressed emotions, because you touched on something earlier before we got into the emotions, you touched on gallstones or gall sludge, okay? So what happens is when you have all of those emotions churning and you're dealing with them all day, every day, for weeks and months and years. Mm-hmm. Eventually, the bile that is supposed to be secreted starts to solidify. It starts to get thicker because it's not being released appropriately.
So by being held back
and
by
so
the repression.
Being held back by the repression, the emotional repression, the political incorrectness of actually sharing how you really feel, okay? If you don't have something nice to say, just keep it to yourself. We've all been raised with that general adage. And, when you want to say something but you don't say it, you bless their heart, kind of thing. And it's, so when all of that goes on and things start to stagnate, become sludgy, then they eventually solidify. And now you have gallstones, whether it's little fine grains of stones or whether they're a porcelain gallbladder, which is all one big huge stone. In the gallbladder kind of thing, and it's like, okay, well, now you have full-blown gallbladder disease. And so what's the general recommendation that the medical doctor is going to say? Well, you have a diseased gallbladder, okay? Mm-hmm. We just take the damn thing out. And they do it millions of times in this country every year, millions of times every
year. It's one of the most common surgeries.
It is one of the most common surgeries. It's a very easy surgery from the standpoint, and now they do it arthroscopically, okay? Now they can probably do it robotically, okay? Mm-hmm. But the doctor's not even in the room when the surgery happens. And it's, three little tiny incisions to take this little sac of an organ out that regulates all of those different health problems that we talked about earlier and regulates your whole digestive system, regulates all your headaches, regulates all your knee pains, regulates all of those things are controlled by this little tiny sac of an organ that most medical professions thinks is irrelevant.
Wow. This is really a sobering conversation, Doc Rick. We need to take a short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you some more about gallbladder, and you just mentioned that headaches are related to gallbladder, so I want to get into that conversation as well.
Absolutely, but please listen to this commercial from our generous sponsor. I appreciate you being here. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
You've been going to the doctor for years. They order you blood work, give you a pill to cover up your symptom, and send you on your way. The side effects to that medication could not only be dangerous, but life-threatening, and what you don't know can kill you. I'm Dr. Richard Huntoon of the Advanced Alternative Medicine Center for all the latest on improving your health. I'm here to answer any questions in helping you towards a healthier life. Call Advanced Alternative Medicine Center at 561-2225 or go to spineboy.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. That is in Pooler, Georgia. We are in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you have any questions or concerns and you want to talk to me directly, the best way to do that would be to call my cell phone at area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. Again, that's for talking. It's not for texting. My phone does not receive texts, so please don't try to text me. But if you want to text, if you want to get into that, you can send me an email, and that would be at docrick@spineboy.com. That's D-O-C-R-I-C-K at spineboy.com. Again, it would be my pleasure to answer your questions about your health concerns and the misunderstandings that you may have. I want to give you the clarity that you need. And that's the purpose of this show called When Your Health Matters. And today, Mark and I have been talking about the gallbladder, and I hope you got a lot out of that first section. You can always come back to the website, thealternativehealthcarenetwork.com, if you want to re-listen to that. You know, listen to it as many times as you want. But I thought there was a lot of really good information in there, and we ended up talking about the association of gallbladder with people who get headaches. And you had questions, Mark.
Well, it's kind of interesting to me that the gallbladder, which is located, as you said, on the right side below your ribs, would have an effect on your headaches.
Yeah, and I can appreciate how the average person might think that or question that or lack the connective understanding of why a gallbladder that's in the lower part of your belly area there, how that would affect your head. If you look at the Chinese five-element theory and you look at acupuncture and the acupuncture meridians, these are energetic meridians associated with every gland and every organ. And when you appreciate the gallbladder meridian starts right at the corner edge of the outer part of your eye. That's gallbladder 1 point, okay? And then what it does is it loops up over the side top part of your head, then it comes back all the way to the back of the head, then it comes forward again to behind the eye, then it leaps back again towards the back of your head right above your ear, then it comes back forward again into the part of your cheek, and then it comes down through your neck, passes right through your chest area to that area right where the gallbladder sits, right below the right part of your rib cage. But this is the meridians on both sides of your body. So it goes through your whole belly, down your leg, passes directly straight through the center of your knee joint before it goes down the leg and goes out through one of your toes. And so the meridian for the gallbladder is very long. It's very back and forth across the side of your head. So when the upper part of the meridian is stressed, when you get gallbladder stressed, it's going to work in one of three areas. It's going to be the upper part of the meridian, which will result in headaches, the central part of the meridian, which will result in digestive system upset that we went over in the first part of the show, or the lower part of the meridian, which is going to be the knees, and it's going to create knee pain. So any kind of headache is a gallbladder problem, whether it's a cluster headache, a migraine headache, a tension headache, a hormonal headache, a headache associated with infections or fevers, any kind of headache whatsoever. The gallbladder is associated with that, and when you address the gallbladder imbalance, the headaches will go away. And it's interesting because I've helped lots of people over the years who suffer with migraines, and there's lots of people listening who know of people or may they themselves suffer with migraines. And there's a medication out there called Imitrex, which is for migraines, and there's all these other different ways to, quote, treat migraines. I don't treat migraines. I fix them, meaning that they don't come back when I'm done. And if you have migraines or any other kind of headache, you have a gallbladder issue. Well, Dr. Rick, I don't have a gallbladder. Well, that's an issue. If you don't have a gallbladder anymore, that's an issue. And if the thing that regulates that upper part of the meridian is no longer in the body, then you're going to have unregulated meridians. And it's like unregulated borders. Things are going to get in that don't belong in, and things are going to happen that shouldn't happen. And all of that relates to a gallbladder imbalance, and when you address the imbalance, then the need for inflammation in the upper part of the meridian or getting a headache, that's eliminated. It goes away. It doesn't ever come back.
Well, how is it that this meridian can be developed where it goes in through so much of the body when you're dealing with an organ? It doesn't seem like Western science or Western medicine has a relationship between...
Because the way that the Westerners look at the world is it's got to be very concrete, scientific, and double-blind test studies ability to prove, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And that's less than 100 years old. Traditional Chinese medicine is over 7,000 years old. It's 70 times older than medicine. And what they observed way back in the day when they were not having televisions, they didn't have the internet, heck, they didn't even have books to read. What did they do? They observed nature, and they observed the relationships, and they looked at it over time, and they started to develop understandings. These were much smarter people than we are today, that's for sure, in some regards, because they actually appreciated nature. We mm-hmm. try to control nature, and then we don't understand when Mother Nature, backhands us across the head because we're doing the wrong thing, you know. So it's at the end of the day, yes, the average person, I can understand how you may not correlate why a headache has to do with a gallbladder issue, but I can assure you from a higher state of understanding and from being further up the hill and looking down and seeing a bird's eye view as opposed to being right in the midst of it, if you have any kind of headaches, any kind of digestive issues, any kind of knee pain, it all goes back to the gallbladder. And again, when you address it, the problem goes away. Here's a question. A lot of senior citizens, okay,
mm-hmm.
I need to tread lightly on this because I guess I'm moving in the direction of becoming one pretty soon. A lot of senior citizens end up having their knees replaced.
Yeah, it's a big operation.
It is a big operation because they got degenerative changes in their knees. And the question is, well, why do so many people's knees crap out over time? Well, if you're stuffing frustration, if you're stuffing stubbornness, if you're stuffing anger and resentment in those knees by locking your knees a lot in defiance to what life is trying to give you or what life is trying to get you to do,
mm-hmm.
okay, that puts a lot of tension in the knee joint itself. And over time, that's going to wear out.
Mm-hmm. So I wonder, you know, because I do have this relationship where I teach Tai Chi, and knee problems are one of the things that a lot of people that do Tai Chi incorrectly will get knee problems. But you also can do a lot to fix knee problems if you do it correctly.
Right. And you know, because I've taken your class, quite a mm-hmm. number of them, you know the importance of being in the right position.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm reminded of when we were in class, and if you're in the right position, you could try to knock me over and push me out of position, and all the struggling that you could possibly do wouldn't move me.
Right.
But if I was off subtly, and this was the point that you made, and this was the point mm-hmm. you demonstrated, and this is what really drove the point home, if I was just subtly out of the wrong position, you could knock me over with your fingertip.
Right. Exactly.
It's like, I remember that class, and I remember, you know, just reflecting upon it, and it's like, yeah, so when the meridian is properly aligned, you're an immovable object. The
right.
joint is working perfectly. There's plenty of strength there. There's no issue. But if the meridian is off, and this also is in line with chiropractic, if your spinal alignment is off in any way, shape, or form,
mm-hmm.
you're going to have issues. And, you know, a lot of people out there, certainly the medical profession, thinks that a lot of chiropractic is anecdotal. Oh, they feel better because somebody gave them attention. No, when you realign a person properly, you are now activating your God-given birthright to be healthy. And when you keep yourself properly aligned, then things work very, very, very well. And when you're out of alignment, when you have got a wheel alignment problem in your car, your tires are going to wear down faster and more unevenly than when your wheels are properly aligned.
Sure.
And everybody understands the premise, but the question is how many people are truly applying that in their lives on a daily basis? And I would say that most Americans don't, because they're too focused on what they're doing to pay attention to, well, what is their body doing?
Right. I mean, it's like if you crimp a hose, the water doesn't flow
right, doesn't
right?
flow at all.
Right,
you know. So it's the same thing. Your nervous system, your bone alignment, your meridian alignments, all of it. When you're properly aligned, you don't have issues.
What's interesting too is that one of the things that they find out about medicines is that there's a placebo effect, and so very oftentimes when somebody is given essentially a sugar pill as opposed to the real medication, mm-hmm. if you believe in the medication, it will actually help you deal with whatever problems you're trying to deal with.
Right. Even if it's a placebo.
Even if it's a placebo.
Right.
Now, when you talk about alignment, that's actually something that's physically happening to your body, where you're just allowing the process of your body naturally to occur and to heal itself.
Right.
That's not a placebo effect. That's an alignment effect.
It is an alignment effect. And when everything is properly aligned, when everything is in order, okay, and mm-hmm. that's what the Chinese have a thing called feng shui, okay,
right.
which is balancing the environment, giving everything in your environment in proper alignment so that the energy flows the way that it's supposed to. I know it's relatively new to Westerners to mm-hmm. think of everything as an energy, okay, but we are energetic beings in physical form, and everything is about the flow of energy. And when the energy flows properly, like in Tai Chi, then everything's balanced and everything works the way that it's supposed to. When you get any kind of crimping within that energy flow, when you block the energy, when you restrict the energy, when you misdirect the energy, or when you interfere with how the energy is supposed to go, then you're going to have issues. And so what's interesting for me, bringing this back to medicine, is when you take a medication and you get a side effect associated with that medication, mm-hmm. that's your body's way of telling you and getting your attention to say, listen, this chemical that you're taking is interfering with the natural flow, but it's not. I can't tell you through your original symptom because the medication you just took is designed to
conceal
get rid of that symptom.
Right.
Okay, so I can't tell you by having the original symptom, so guess what? I have to get your attention by developing a new symptom. And doctors call those side effects, and they expect you to have side effects, and the television will make you think that it's normal to have side effects. Right. And so a majority of the side effects that you hear on the commercials, because my wife even recognizes it now because I've mentioned it enough times while we're watching television, you know, any kind of stomach upset, any kind of nauseousness, any kind of indigestion, any kind of reflux, any of those digestive systems symptoms whatsoever as a result of taking medication, you now, as the listener to this show today, you now know that that medication is irritating your gallbladder and it's not a good thing. And you need to go talk to somebody that can make that problem go away.
Which makes sense. I mean, every medication that you're taking orally is going through your digestive system.
Right. And the first organ that it's going to have to deal with once it starts to get into the system is the gallbladder.
Broken down. Right. It gets broken down, put into your bloodstream.
Right. And the gallbladder is the one that's in charge of all of that. It's a very, I can't emphasize enough how important this organ is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's so interesting. Again, if we go back to this notion that, and it aligns with what your first discipline, which was as a chiropractor, where you're dealing with alignment of people's, you know, the spine particularly, mm-hmm. but also other joints as well. When those things are aligned, things function. And so the healing process is one where nature takes over.
Right.
You as the physician aren't healing the person. It's the person's body healing itself.
Right.
Simply because you've allowed it to be in a position where the healing can take place.
Correct. And as the great Dr. Scott Walker has said so eloquently, God does the healing and the doctor takes the fee.
Right.
But it's in all kidding aside, it's important to understand, you know, lots of times patients think that once they get aligned, that they're done. Okay. People ask me, you know, Dr. Rick, I never see you sick. Why do you go to a chiropractor? Well, because I don't want to be sick.
That's how you keep from being
okay.
sick.
How I keep from being sick is I maintain the integrity of my alignment, all my alignment, my dietary alignment, my thought alignment, my physical alignment, all those alignments, body, mind, and spirit, they all need to be aligned. And when they're aligned, you don't have issues. And when you don't have issues, okay, now you're truly doing God's work because now you are here to express and experience the gifts that God gave you because nothing else is interfering with them.
Mm-hmm. And without that interference, you can be at your optimal.
Absolutely. And that's what everybody should have. That's what everybody came here to experience. And that's what I wish for everybody listening.
Mm-hmm. And it's part of your willingness to help people to achieve that through the issues surrounding their health.
Correct.
When people have a health issue, they can come and get some assistance.
Let's find out what went out of alignment. Let's mm-hmm. find out what's contributing to keep it out of alignment. Let's remove those things that interfere with the alignment, restore the proper alignment, and then maintain that proper alignment for as long as they choose to be healthy.
And that's why you deal with things like nutrition, because nutrition gets out of balance, as well as the spinal alignments you do as a
right.
chiropractor.
And what's interesting is I've recently had a patient, this person came into my office, and they were having this condition where they would pass out for unknown reasons.
Hmm.
And they'd been to the doctor for at least 4 years, and the doctors weren't really helping them figure it out. And so they happened to be passing through Savannah on their way south, and this person found my information and decided to come in. And during their second, I believe it was the second visit, may have been the third, no, it was the third visit, okay. The second visit, the experience of passing out randomly happened in my office,
so
and
I witnessed it.
I was excited, and the patient was like, why would you get excited? Well, if it's happening in front of me, now that gives me more information and gives me more opportunity to help you.
Sure.
If you come into my office and say, yeah, this happens to me periodically, it hasn't happened for a couple of weeks, I don't know how to evoke that or how to read that. So mm-hmm. the fact that it happened was a little bit unnerving because it happened like 5 times in the course of about 3 minutes.
Really?
Okay.
Wow.
But we figured some things out. The next time they came into the office, now we found that there were things in her environment that were causing this to happen. Because I test a whole bunch of different things.
Right.
You know that.
When yeah,
you come
I know
to my
that
office,
well,
you
yeah.
see how I test people. So I tested a group of substances
that are okay. in the environment.
That are in the environment naturally.
Mm-hmm.
I just took all of those items and I just simply placed them on her chest and she passed out.
Wow.
Now, I had her laying down because I didn't want her to fall if she was
sure.
going to pass out
mm-hmm.
because I knew this is what we were going to be doing. But it was interesting. So these things in her environment short-circuit her system. Now, the question is it's very acute to see the effect in her life. I guess the question is for those people who aren't as acutely aware, how would you know what's impacting your life? And it all goes back to alignment. And it all goes back to being able to keep things flowing the way that they're supposed to. And all of that ultimately goes back to, believe it or not, Mark, the functioning of your gallbladder.
Interesting. Well, this is a great conversation, Dr. Rick. We do need to take another short commercial break to hear from our generous sponsor, the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com. When we get back, I want to talk to you a little bit more about these issues that we're talking about, the gallbladder and its importance in your health.
And more importantly, what we can do to help fix them. Listen to this short commercial from our generous sponsor. You're listening to the AlternativeHealthcareNetwork.com.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
Do you have health concerns? Are you or a loved one struggling with a health condition that has you worried? Worried it might get worse? Worried you will never be able to do the things you love anymore? Worried your life is slowly slipping away? Do you have a chronic pain condition? Do you have a specific health concern? Do you have concerns about your child's health? Do you want to learn about health and wellness? If you said yes to any of these questions, you need to go to spineboy.com. Spineboy.com is your information center for all your health concerns and how to restore and improve your health to its highest level. Spineboy.com has over 1,000 articles on different health concerns.
SpineBoy.com will inform you about your health concerns and what you can do without all the harmful medications and invasive surgeries. If you would like to restore and improve your health, go to SpineBoy.com. 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 Naturally.
You are listening to the Alternative Healthcare Network.
And we are back, and you're listening to When Your Health Matters, the show designed to empower you to better health through knowledge and education. And I'm your host, Dr. Richard Huntoon from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center. We are located at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park, that is in Pooler, Georgia. We're in Suite 404 of Building 400. If you want to get a hold of me, the best way to do that is to call this little contraption I have in my hand right in front of me. It's called a cell phone. My cell phone is what I carry with me everywhere I go, so if you want to speak to me directly, this would be the best way to get a hold of me. The phone number is area code 845-561-2225. Again, 845-561-2225. People are always surprised when they call the number that I actually answer the phone, and they were like, I didn't know that you would answer the phone. I'm telling you, I will be the one answering the phone. Please don't text that phone because the phone does not receive texts. If you want to text me, do it via email at docrick@spineboy.com. But let's communicate, let's have a conversation, and let's get you back on the road to health, because that's my job, that's my purpose, and that's the mission that God has given me, and I want to do the best I can with the time that I've been allotted, with the gifts that I've been given. And so, Mark, today we've been talking about gallbladder and headaches and knee pains and all the relationships to these this real important organ, et cetera.
Well, I really want to get into talking with you about what can you do to help treat somebody who has a gallbladder issue where you're not having to rely upon medications, and how do you bring it back into alignment or back into balance?
Well, it's interesting. I'm reminded of a patient that came to me against his medical doctor's wishes, because the medical doctor wanted to just simply have his gallbladder removed. And fortunately, this particular patient's cousin is a good patient friend of mine, and he said, before you have any of that done, go talk to my guy. And so this patient came up to me. He wasn't a patient at the time, but he became a patient, and we discussed what it was going to take to restore balance to his gallbladder and get all the stones that were in his gallbladder that needed to come out so that he didn't need to have his gallbladder removed.
He had gallstones?
He had a gallbladder full of gallstones.
Really?
And his doctor said, there's nothing that can be done. You have to have your gallbladder out. And he said, Doc, pump the brakes and all. We're going to discuss this before, and I'm going to look into some other options. And his doctor said, you could do whatever you want, but you're going to be back here, and you're going to have your gallbladder removed. So he became a patient of mine. We talked about what was necessary. We basically had him do 6 months of a program of what's called gallbladder preparation, where we put him on a supplement regime specifically to help break down and reduce the size of and break up and, pulverize these gallstones. And before we did a flush, we had him go have another ultrasound done.
Mm-hmm. So you can see what's going on.
Right. So he went back to his medical doctor to get them done. And the medical doctor is sitting there saying, yeah, nothing's going to have changed and blah, blah, blah. And we'll schedule this surgery next week and blah, blah, blah. And so they go down to the facility that does the ultrasounds in the office. And the ultrasound tech is sitting there going over my patient's belly and says to the doctor, Doctor, I can't find any stones. And the doctor's like, you're doing it wrong, and literally pushed the technician out of
sure.
the way.
Sure, yeah, yeah.
And took the little wand and started doing it and did it some more and did it a little bit more. And this is all being related to me back by the patient who's experiencing
there,
all of
yeah,
this.
Yeah, right.
And the patient said that the doctor got really pissed off, gallbladder problem, and said, well, I'm glad it worked for you, and he stormed out of the room. Never once did he ask him what he did. Never once did he acknowledge the fact that what he said wasn't possible was now witnessed by him, and not only was it possible, it's the reality of that is. And so he came back to my office and gave me the report that his gallbladder was clear. I said, good, so now we're going to do the flush of it to make sure that anything that would reoccur and mm-hmm. you know, we want to flush the thing out and make it pristine so no irritants are in there that could lead to redeveloping gallstones. His body had already demonstrated the fact that it would make gallstones, so we wanted to make sure that that was absolutely pristinely flushed out. And so he did that, and it's been a couple, 3 years now, and he hasn't had an issue, and he still has his gallbladder, and he's still under the same level of work stress. And when he starts to get any level of indication that there could be some gallbladder stress or discomfort, mm-hmm. he now knows how to manage it. He knows how to take care of himself, and that's so beautiful, because that's exactly what I want for every one of my patients. I want them to know their body so well that they manage their own health concern, and I still see him once a month. He comes in once a month for a Hun tune-up, and we make sure that everything's working well. And one of the first things that we always check when he comes in the office, let's see how your gallbladder's functioning. And it's like, okay, but for people who don't have that level of extreme situation, or if you've already had your gallbladder removed, okay, there's specific nutrients that we can give you that's going to help make, if you have or even if you don't have a gallbladder, it's going to make the relationship between the liver, the gallbladder, and the digestive system flow in a more normal fashion. And you can use beet leaf greens, which are the greens that come out of the top of the beets that most people throw out. No, if you chop those up and put them in a salad, that will give you an ingredient called betaine, which is going to help to thin and make sure that the bile functions normally. For people who get indigestion regularly, we're going to recommend a supplement either called choline, which is something that they would take, or we're going to recommend they go to the health food store and get a thing called apple cider vinegar and do a tablespoon of that in about 2 ounces of water on an empty stomach. That will help to flush the gallbladder out. And, you know, you want to maintain a high degree of integrity within your diet, and I can sit down and go over what the dietary changes that would need to be made on an individual basis, because everybody's a little bit different.
Everybody's different,
so it's not like I'm going to say, well, eat these foods and you'll be fine kind of thing. No, it's case-by-case, person-by-person basis. But there's lots of things that can be done. You know, the AF-beta food, which is the betaine in a concentrated form in a little aspirin-sized tablet. Sometimes we have people take one of those a meal every time they eat. That just keeps the gallbladder honest. Sometimes they take a choline beforehand, which flushes the route, and then they don't necessarily need the AF beta food. Sometimes they need both. And it's, you know, whatever we have to do, but ultimately we have to get a handle on their emotional perspective because of the importance of those 10 emotions of anger, resentment, pissed off, stubborn, emotional repression, depression, indecision, irrationality, frustration, and aggression. We need to help them get a handle on their perspective of the world so that those emotions are reduced. We want to, you know, modify their diet subtly. And just make sure that they're getting the proper ingredients so that everything works the way that it's supposed to and everything's in alignment.
It's certainly a worthwhile proposition to try to find another way of going about getting your gallbladder health back rather than having your gallbladder removed.
Yeah,
I mean, certainly if you're down the road and the doctor's recommending that you have your gallbladder removed, there's not much of a leap to sit there and say, let me get a second opinion and see if there's something else that can be done.
Right. Just simply have a conversation with me and let me tell you what's possible and let me show you the steps necessary to make it possible rather than going under anesthesia and having what I feel is the most important organ in your whole digestive system removed.
Right. An irreversible step that you can't go back on.
I mean, most of the organs in your body for digestion are passive. The gallbladder is active, and you want to make sure that you keep yours active. Otherwise, you're going to start to accumulate health issues.
Well, this has been a great conversation, Dr. Rick. I just want you to, once again, if anybody does want to reach out to you and contact you and find out more information about their specific health concerns, whether they're gallbladder-related or any other health concerns that somebody might have, what are the best ways to reach you?
Well, the best way would be to walk into my office at 138 Canal Street in Pooler Park. We're at Suite 404 of Building 400. Stop in, say hello, say you heard my show, you like my show, I made you think about something because of my show, and you now want to get it addressed. That's the highest compliment you could actually pay me. But calling me on my cell phone, again, 845-561-2225, 845 561-2225. That would be an important thing to do. Don't text me, but if you're into that texting mentality, then you should give me an email at docrick@spineboy.com. That's docrick@spineboy.com. Any way that you get a hold of me, it's my pleasure to help you to better understanding with the concerns that you have. I want to thank you for tuning in this week. I want you to tune back in next week, same health time, same health station. This is Dr. Richard Untun from Advanced Alternative Medicine Center saying, I appreciate you tuning in. I look forward to speaking with you again next week when your health matters.
What started out as a headache has become a pain in the butt. What was just an itchy finger now is a swollen foot. Doctor, I've been out of breath and I've never walked up a hill. Avoid all diet and exercise, I'd rather give you a pill. The thing is, there might be some side effects. You mean there probably will? Well, if it's a fact, just come back and I'll give you another pill. On top of that, 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 on top of that. And then he showed me his bill. I popped another pill. I looked on the internet, checked out a medical site. It said you may not be depressive.